Hello and welcome to Sorry We Tried. As always, I am not your host, but I am the one who talks first. On the ones and twos, as always, the Lizard King, Harrison Brock.
What's up, y'all?
He just exploded forth from his recliner in a very epic fashion. It was really great.
Thank you.
It was very distracting, actually.
You're welcome.
I almost lost my focus for a brief moment, but as you can tell, we just keep rolling.
Locked in.
Nothing can stop me when I get going like this.
You can't stop me.
Sitting next to Harrison, he's not performing any vital tasks right now except being here, which is the most vital task
of
all.
The most vital.
Vengeance and the Night. Rapathon Robbie Owens.
Thank you. What's your name?
Justice.
No, what's your name?
I said my name.
No, you didn't.
I said, as always, I'm not your husband. I'm the one who talks first.
Yeah, but you didn't say your name this time. That's why I'm telling
you.
Did
I actually lose focus?
Yes. Say your name.
My name is Spencer Gilliland.
And if by chance I'm wrong, I need future whoever is editing this
to
make me right.
It's me.
I was going to say Harrison, but then I was like, if it's Spencer, it's not going to work.
If you were wrong, I'm going to put like a fart sound effect in right as you say that. Or like a
womp, 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 womp.
Yeah. Because I have the power to do that now.
Okay.
And I've got a whole folder of sound effects that I've not touched yet because there's not been that much opportunity
for it. On top of the ones that I gave him.
Yeah. Because I went just like ripped a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Like found a bunch of audio.
It's dangerous.
I've got every line of Wii Sports announcer dialogue. I'm waiting to spring that at some point.
I can't wait for that.
Nice on.
That's going to be so fun because we're going to hear about it from somebody who's actually listened to one of the episodes. And then we're going to go back and listen to it.
If I can find the Nice On clip from Wii Sports.
Nice
can
you, On.
Is there a way you can get that on the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
I'm going to work on that. This is very important to me. That we have this,
nice on.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
It's multi-purpose. Oh, we got a jam-packed show for you guys today. This is actually, and I was looking through this, and I went through and listened in the preparation for this. I listened to all of the old versions of this.
Yeah.
Some of them I stopped like 30 minutes in because our audio quality was so bad, and we were terrible. But yeah. This is our fourth annual Grizzly Awards. We've been doing this show.
Wow.
This will be our fourth year of doing this show.
Dang.
Think about that for a second. We started this when we were baby-faced, fresh out of high school. And now we're
baby-faced and just got out of high school.
I'm graduating. I still don't have a beard, so I guess I'm sort of baby-faced. But, you know, we've been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm losing hair now. It's all downhill from here.
Even if, like, 2 years of that went right down the drain when we rebooted.
yeah, it's true.
For good reason. For good reason.
You're welcome.
You don't want to hear that stuff. Just for the mic quality.
If you don't
quality,
like our stuff now, whew, yeah, that was not pretty.
Just
it
for the mic quality alone.
It was worse than iPhone mic quality.
Well,
but
was,
we did it.
It was iPhone mic quality for a while, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah, it was.
We had two microphones and then, like,
trying to sync
like
up the audio.
The Apple earbuds.
Sound like the inside of a Taco Bell refrigerator.
But then every episode, still somebody's mic would cut out without fail. It was awful.
And then we would try to like splice it together after.
Or I'm like breathing super hard and like.
My favorite, since we're going down memory lane, because it's our fourth anniversary, but. My favorite is when I watched like hours worth of Bible Man content and made like this elaborate Bible Man like trivia game, and then the mic's cut out, so it was not usable whatsoever. But it's not like I could just reuse.
We had
that.
Like one mic, and it was Robbie's, and he didn't say much of anything.
No, but I was the winner of that game. I remember that.
True.
I don't know how.
But it's not like I could reuse that because y'all already went through the entire game.
Yeah.
So it was just burnt material.
If you wait long enough, we'll forget everything about it.
I've already forgotten. Yeah.
So.
It's probably somewhere in my notes on my phone. But yeah, but it's. Thank you guys for putting up with us for 4 years now. I think August will be our official fourth anniversary.
That's crazy.
So we'll have to, maybe we can do a birthday special for ourselves.
Happy birthday.
The big 4.0.
But yeah, this is our fourth annual.
And still making $0 off of this.
still spending approximately $18 a month.
We still have to pay our entire ticket to what? PodCon? Is that what it's called?
Did they offer free tickets?
Well, okay.
Well, select free tickets, and I guarantee you we weren't on that list.
I don't know, man.
I knew
it's
something was off when we got the email. I was like, there's no way.
Since you guys are not in my email inbox, you wouldn't know about this. But we got an email from our podcast hosting website
to
saying that
the podcastmen@gmail.com.
Yes. Mail. My personal email is the one I have set up to Buzzsprout. But anyway, we got an email from
SpencerRay69.com.
.com.
Not even the Gmail, just .com.
Yeah, that's not it, but especially because .com is not an email address.
There's a point.
SpencerRay69.com, though.
Because if I said the whole email, there's probably somebody out there with
that Gmail.
Yeah, and that'd be
kind of
awkward.
This would be 100% clear. That's not me.
You will be sending an email to a random man. He's probably caught up in a triple murder investigation, and you emailing him makes you an accomplice. So probably don't email a random person, and don't worry about it.
But we got
an invitation that our podcast hosting website was sending a certain amount of people to a podcast convention
in Florida,
in SeaWorld,
yeah,
at Florida, and you had to it was like signing up for a scholarship where you had to write an essay.
Cool. Taught
and
by
send
the dolphins,
it
the and, dolphins taught it.
So they were paying for a certain number of tickets, but you still had to pay for your travel and your food and everything else. But I sent that in the group chat and was like, hey, does anybody want to go to this?
I 100% would have.
But we're all in work and school and stuff, so. Nobody, no, there's no sorry we tried representation at whatever. Yeah.
If I could have been,
all of our fans are going to be so disappointed.
Dude, if I could have been like, Jake, I will be gone for a week. I would have dropped.
I'm going to
everything.
SeaWorld.
Okay. I would have canceled of my plans.
Have you
for that.
Tried? Maybe you should ask him. Tell him it's important to your future. Maybe.
My future not with this company.
at this point, it's probably too late because the essay submission date was a few days ago. So.
Speaking of SeaWorld,
I'm not writing an essay.
I just found out that we have a full-fledged T-Rex on display in our city, in our hometown.
What does that have to
There's
do with
a museum.
SeaWorld?
Famous underwater creature, the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It looks like it's swimming. Have you seen its arms?
Doesn't have arms.
It's got little
tiny ones.
Yeah.
They might have been wings. Who knows?
But yeah. Okay, hold on. Can you say it one more time?
There's a full-fledged Tyrannosaurus Rex that got shipped here from Montana, and it's on display. There's a museum
Where?
Here. Like right down the road from my work. I'm literally going to go there on my lunch break next week.
Oh.
Interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. It's dope.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. What we're doing
PodCon.
Today. Yeah. Yeah, PodCon. I'm sorry if any of our 44 German fans are at PodCon.
Yeah, we should go through some of our stats with the listeners at some point during this. That'd be fun.
Growing a German audience is always a good idea.
Really, the only interesting thing from our stats this year was that our second biggest city is Frankfurt, Germany.
Kaysen, if that's you, I love you.
No, we have one German friend. Not like he was from Germany. Like his ancestors are German.
He is in Germany or was in Europe.
At some point, yeah.
Yes.
But what are we doing? Yeah, we're doing the fourth annual Grizzly Awards. Okay.
So yes, it is.
This is our year-end awards. We've been doing this for 4 years now.
If listeners are new to this, what is the Grizzly Awards, Spencer?
We go through the best and worst stuff of the year, some of the weirdest, most insane news stories.
You may have heard of things like the Grammys or the Emmys or the Academy Awards. All of those pale in comparison to this compilation of awards that we put together every year.
First of all, this show is not 4 hours long like the rest of those.
You're welcome.
So it's automatically better. Second of all, it's actually, it's, I'm not going to prop us up a lot. But the bar for being more entertaining than watching the Oscars is very low.
Here's a better version of it.
You could kick me in the shins for 30 minutes. I'd be like, still better than watching the Oscars.
I don't know about that one. I feel like I'd probably rather watch the Oscars.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a low bar. That's all I'm saying. But
it is a low
this,
bar.
Our
but
goal,
it is better.
100%. Our goal is to go through the best and worst stuff of the year. Because, we talk about movies. We talk about TV.
Yeah.
We talk about weird crap all the time. So
yeah, it's called the Grizzly Awards, not because of the bear, but the the grizzle you get in chicken sometimes. Like that's,
the gristle.
The gristle awards.
That's what I'm saying. You got to do. So it's like we're picking out the best and the worst. The best part of the chicken nugget, the worst part of the chicken nugget.
You ever bite into like a frozen chicken nugget and there's like, it's all that, it's like that hard bit.
Why would you bite into a frozen chicken nugget?
The whole thing's always going to be hard.
Then it's not frozen anymore.
But like you get them out of the bag, you put them in the microwave, you pull them out and you bite into it. It's like that really
It's like
hard.
An ice chip if you eat it before.
I'm not.
It's not a frozen chicken nugget anymore then. It's just a chicken nugget.
It's made from frozen.
I'm if you're like, asking if I've ever eaten a chicken nugget, yes, the answer is yes.
Like the Tyson nugget bag you pull out of your freezer.
You bite the bag?
Shut the frick up. I'm going to put goofy sound effects all over Robbie's audio feed today. There ain't nothing you can do to stop it.
Just start bleeping it at random moments.
Every time Robbie opens his mouth, it's just going to be a long stream of fart sound effects.
He really went off the rails today.
He really went off today.
I've got a couple I can throw in, make it sound like you did something there. Just for fun. If I have time. We'll see. Because I've got to get this edit done this weekend. Shall we begin?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Okay. Should we start with best movie of the year?
I think traditionally we do. So
okay.
Might as
then
well.
We shall. All right. Do y'all have the list of nominees pulled up?
Sure do.
Harrison, do you want to read those?
Absolutely. We've got The Batman.
Ba-ba.
Avatar, The Way of Water. We got Top Gun Maverick.
Wow.
We got Sonic 2.
I'm going to stop making the noise so you can keep going.
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
You can't say that on air.
We got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. We got Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
You can't say that.
The Black Panther.
We also have Violent Night.
Okay. I thought you looked at me like you had something. I was like, that was a very pregnant pause after you said that.
And then parentheses, Spencer put "you" by Violent Night.
Because I wasn't interested. But
fair enough.
Specifically requested.
I'm working on the Internet Explorer version of this list. Because I was like, why is mine not updated? And I forgot it's because I'm reading off of a screenshot.
It's a picture.
It's a screenshot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you knew your passwords, you could be enjoying it in the notes
Fresh.
App like
yeah,
me.
You can enjoy it through the iCloud notes.
Sorry.
Okay. So I guess traditionally the way we've done this is we say our nominees, explain it, and then we can just like quickly talk through the rest of the list. Robbie, what's your nominee for this list?
Well, considering there are very few movies on this list I've actually seen, and the fact that my vote probably wouldn't change anyway, I'm still probably going to go with The Batman, even if it has, like, if my opinion of it has kind of soured over time. I still think it's, it's miles ahead of a lot of what came out this year.
Interesting. Okay. Harrison, what about you? What's your pick?
It's a toss-up between two. I go back and forth on Top Gun Maverick and Sonic 2, but I think Top Gun Maverick is probably a better movie.
What are you laughing about for that? Shut up.
Nothing. So I'm going to go with Top Gun Maverick.
Okay. So this is a dark horse candidate for me.
Yeah.
I did not expect this to be
Doctor Strange
on our list. No, more like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Badness. Am I right? I've never seen it. I didn't see it. To be clear,
it's not good. It's okay.
I saw this on a whim because the trailers looked pretty good.
Avatar.
Like, oh, this looks pretty good. I did see that, but that's not my nominee. Puss
Rightfully
in Boots.
So.
Puss in Boots was incredible.
I heard it was. I haven't seen it yet.
Like, I was like, what's with all this rave reviews? Like the original one came out like 12 years ago and it was mid.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Mid.
Mid. I was like, why is this getting such rave reviews? But it totally makes sense, man. Like,
delivered?
It is an incredible film.
Nice.
And it's like not as kiddie as you'd expect it to be.
Same with Sonic 2.
Sonic 2 is pretty kiddie. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
I started Sonic 2 on a plane and cut it off 10 minutes in.
How dare you? Disrespect
Sorry that
the
I
Sonic
messed with
universe.
Your masterpiece.
The Sega
Smite. My top two movies of the year, Top Gun Maverick and Sonic 2.
Yes. The Sega Cinematic Universe is something I want more of. It's better than anything DC has going for it right now.
That is just not true.
That is so true.
That is not true.
The only thing that could be good is the Pattinson Cinematic Universe.
I've seen enough.
And we haven't seen anything else since that movie.
That's what I'm saying. The Batman Universe has got more going for it than the Sonic Universe.
So not yet.
What, like, going into this, first of all, I did highly consider putting Morbius as my number one movie.
Which, you know why you didn't, though, right?
I know why.
Because it's the worst film.
No, because I threatened your life if you did.
You're right. Yeah, I forgot about that. But for a while, I was like, I thought about Morbius and talked about Morbius more than any other movie.
It was the most.
How many times did you see it?
The most influential movie.
No, you saw it
2022.
Three times.
I wanted to see it three times, but my sister canceled on me last minute. I was gonna go see it when they re-released it in theaters because of the memes, and I was like, Macy, we have to go see this now because there's no way this stays in theaters longer than a weekend.
I don't understand why you'd put yourself through that kind of pain and suffering.
But like. See, I thought for like the Batman was obviously going to be like for so long. I was like, that's going to be the best movie this year. But the longer, like the more distance I've gotten between myself and watching the Batman at like the 2 a.m. preview screening we saw it at, it's gotten a lot colder for me. Like, I would say it's probably a 6.
The movie itself was not great. The universe and the characters I love.
And we don't have to hash out all of the flaws with that.
Yeah. Well, we already did a review.
We've already done a review. Yeah. But it just...
Hindsight's 2022.
Yeah, and the hype was so...
It's actually 2023 now, buddy.
Hindsight is 2022.
I know what you said. It was the joke.
It's called a joke.
Hindsight.
Harrison's the comedy goalie over here. Yeah. Blocking shots.
I hope it hits you straight in the nuts.
Not in my house.
That's why I stopped playing soccer. I got hit straight in the balls at goalie, and I was like, I'm never doing this again, ever.
You
always
hit straight in the balls.
I was like, I'd rather turn my brain to mush than my balls to mush.
I'd rather have CTA after CTE.
CTA? That sounds like a...
CTE.
CTA to...
Maybe I get a little bit, I don't know.
Colleague Teacher Association, I don't know.
To the game.
Okay, so Harrison, what about Top Gun? You didn't talk about Top Gun much. Why is that top for you?
Why is that better than Bottom Gun?
That's the best joke you've had in a minute. That's really good.
Thanks. Did you hear my Lady Gaga joke the other day? No, I guess you did.
Yeah,
we were playing Quiplash at a buddy's house, and we were playing, and they asked a question. It was like, how do you think Lady Gaga lays down at night? And I responded with, next to Gentleman Goo Goo.
Nobody else thought it was funny.
I thought it was genius, dude. I thought I struck gold. And King Spencer knelt over crying. Everybody else, not
That's
a word.
So good.
Not a word from anybody else. I had to explain it. And then Kaysen tried to argue with me on it about gentlemen not being the right opposite of lady. And I'm like, you say
it's
ladies
close.
And gentlemen.
Look, the way you win Jackbox is by being as awful and disgusting as possible. So actual comedy
is very good.
It's not going to be appreciated. I know, because I try to actually be funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Just committing a war crime on the screen. But yeah, what about Top Gun made it your favorite movie of the year? Because I really like Top Gun, and I hated the first movie a lot.
Really?
I cannot stand the first movie.
Wow, okay.
And I really enjoyed the second one.
Yeah, I thought it's up there with me as... So, my textbook, like, perfect movies... is a very short list. There is Batman Begins.
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Batman Begins with Christian Bale. And then there, ironically enough, another Tom Cruise movie, The Last Samurai. Those two are like the pinnacle of this is what a perfect movie is for me. Perfect.
Where
way
does
to...
Morbius fit into that spectrum?
It's not even on the spectrum, dude.
Okay, sorry.
What was the other movie you mentioned?
Batman Begins and The Last Samurai,
which we
have to watch at some point together, because it's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
The movie about the last
samurai?
The last restaurant in the chain of the samurai's food restaurant. The last
There's one hibachi
one.
Chef left, and then he finally throws in the towel.
Starring Jon Favreau.
And then as far as like sequel follow-up films go, There's Alvin and the Chipmunks too. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Squeak wool?
No, there is.
I prefer the road chip personally.
The road chip. There is Batman: The Dark Knight, which has been like the pinnacle of this is how you do a follow-up movie for me. But Top Gun Maverick has made that list as well. Just the way that they brought in all of the nostalgia that needed to be there in order to make it like a meaningful, impactful film. And then on top of that, just doing a really well done story, not to mention how beautiful the movie is, the way it's shot and all.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a masterpiece just from a visual standpoint with the effects and the stunts and everything that they did. But the way it was written, and we've talked about it. I think we reviewed it at one point to an extent.
I don't think we talked about it at all.
Maybe we didn't.
We did like three Morbius episodes.
You shot that down so quickly.
Yeah, we didn't even mention Top Gun. Yeah,
but I like the way it's written as far as like the enemy is never specifically named. It's just the enemy.
I didn't like that, actually. I thought that was dumb.
I thought that was kind of cool because
it's like we don't want to anger any specific country that this movie might release in. So
I just always assumed it was Obama.
The U.S. military just
versus the U.S. military
versus Obama's private army.
Oh man, but yeah, just it seemed really timely for this day and age and the culture that we live in. It was a good bridging of generations. I think it was pretty impactful from that standpoint. But as far as just like the overall storyline goes and doing a sequel follow up like that, it was just I think it was very well done.
Yeah, it was very well done. I think it was like the perfect summer movie. You know?
It was.
You know, like my dad loved it. You know, my parents loved it because you know they have all the nostalgia from the 90s one. But it was a rare like nostalgia bait sequel where it was actually enjoyable.
Yeah, most of the time follow ups like that suck.
Where it's like this one was phenomenal. Look, it's the thing from the first one. It's that thing that you remember vaguely from the first one.
And then we're gonna make the same joke. Oh, we made the same joke. Did you get that? And it's like, no.
Also, we recycled the entire story from the original, and you eat it up because that's what Hollywood is now.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Robbie, you probably should watch it at some point.
It's worth it, I think.
But even more so, I think you should check out Puss in Boots.
I'm going to check that out.
And they set up a new Shrek movie in it. I'm not joking.
I don't want another Shrek movie. I mean, if it's
half as good as Puss in Boots was, then I'm in.
Well, here's the good news. Have to watch it if you don't want to.
See, exactly.
You always
not
go to the theater.
If they can
There's not like a legal blood oath compelling you. If a new Shrek movie comes out,
God,
you have to
be there. I got to watch Shrek again.
I don't like any of them. None of them are appealing to me. Yeah, not even Shrek 2.
Shrek 2 is a masterpiece.
None of them are appealing to me.
I'm not even being ironic. Shrek 2 is probably one of the funniest movies ever made.
Maybe I'll try it again, but I have not liked a single one that I've watched.
I don't really
Shrek
like...
2 got me off of drugs.
See, I don't really like any of them except for Shrek 2.
I am sober because of Mike Myers and Shrek 2.
Yeah, I don't really like any of them except for Shrek 2, but the comedy and the writing and everything in Shrek 2 is just, it's phenomenal.
I'll have to try it again. I didn't care for them growing up watching them, but maybe I'll appreciate it now.
But Puss in Boots, it was shockingly like mature and deep like meditation on like death and mortality, because he's like this big bravado. He's got all this pride, and you know he's this legendary hero or whatever. Yeah. But he like faces death and runs out of his nine lives and has to figure out what life looks like for him now. And there's some really cool the action in it, and they just like the animation. They just did the Spider-Verse thing where it's animated
at
like the lower frame rate, and it's got the brighter colors and outlines, stuff like that. It's an incredible movie.
Nice.
So if you haven't seen it yet, I think it's available for rent on digital now.
Cool. Check it out.
Yeah. Robbie, anything else to say about the Batman before we quickly run through the rest of these nominees?
Nothing that I probably didn't say in my review of it at the time. I mean, I think my point stands that I appreciate a lot of what they were trying to do, and there were enough redeeming qualities around it that, like, the few... like, the things that felt like they were missing, I can look past. I think the casting of Robert Pattinson as Batman is just S-tier. I think it's elite casting.
I think the only thing that made that whole movie not as good as I was hoping it would be was COVID. I think it was the whole stopping production.
Yeah, like
mid-movie.
When it killed half of Gotham midway through the movie, and then it was a joke that didn't happen.
But like a quarter of the way through the movie, all of a sudden it just felt like a totally different movie.
It's just like a bunch of really tight hallways.
Yeah, it's like everything
there
stopped.
It
started over, mm-hmm. and I was like, I don't like this one as much.
I stand by it.
I want the beginning, but the whole thing.
The three downfalls I can think of the movie. One, which is a very specific instance.
The ending
scenes. I don't think... Oh, four downfalls. The first is that I don't think that Alfred needed to get blown up. I don't think Alfred needed to have a near-death moment in the first movie.
For like the sequel.
I didn't really care when it happened. Second of all...
there wasn't enough screen time for the meaningful characters.
I don't care what anybody says. Okay, the fight scenes in that movie were completely underwhelming from beginning to end. I think 1, if you go back and watch them, you can compare almost all of them to the Bale fight scenes. And people did not like the Bale fight scenes. I think that people were just gaslighting themselves into thinking that it's any better. Now, when the trailer came out and he beat that thug into the ground, into a vegetable.
Yeah, we were all excited.
Right? We were like,
yeah.
Oh my God. We were like, this is going to be great, right? But like that is the most brutal part of the movie. In fact, the rest of that fight scene lasts like a whole 15 seconds and then it cuts back away. The action wasn't as great as I thought
it
would be.
Perfect.
I hope it's better in the future. And then two more. Oh, also, he's like weirdly like hanging from the ledge of things for like half the movie. It's like, how'd you get there again? And then the other two that I can think of just off the top of my head are just it being like a Bruce Wayne, not necessarily being a Bruce Wayne story, but it being all Bruce Wayne, all Batman, all like POV driven, and not like giving us an opportunity to meet the other characters, or
like
really
the
flesh
Riddler,
out
who
the
is
other
not
characters.
Even a character in the film. Yeah.
And then and then we learn most of the story through dialogue. Like most of the story advances through conversations with other people. Like it's okay to have some of that, but like there's very little you see with your own eyes. Like when you find out the Falcone is like the big criminal mastermind behind the entire story. Yeah. Like it's all delivered through dialogue.
It was
and it's like stuff that you don't see. Yeah.
It was a detective movie, but it wasn't even that good of a detective movie.
Well, it's like even when it's a detective movie, it's like when you do these great reveals, like you have to make them good reveals, but like you just revealed it like a real life detective would get it like through a voicemail. It's like, okay, well, we just solved the case.
Well, and like the reveal of who the Riddler was, like, yeah, it's this guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think we said it.
Yeah.
Random guy we did not expect.
I love the idea of a legit Batman detective movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was the
big hype around this movie.
But it just wasn't very executed
well. But also, like, I feel like when you think detective movie, like, you think, like, plot twist. You think, like,
an actual
twist
mystery
and
that you can figure out.
There's nothing. It's like, even when they did the Falcone reveal, it was like, we knew all along that he ran the city.
You
like,
said that
know.
When you introduced
like, yeah.
it. Yeah.
It's like, this is not a surprise.
Yeah. We have a whole review of it. We're rehashing it now.
The only plot twist as far as that goes was the fact that the Riddler had like a live streaming Discord group or whatever.
And
like,
the only plot twist that whole time was that Bruce Wayne's dad ordered somebody to be killed, but then they're like 30 seconds later, like, no, I didn't.
That didn't happen.
It's just not true.
It's still very ambiguous. We still don't know if it happened or not.
But, like,
but
what's even the point of saying that?
That was extremely odd. Because they immediately retcon it. Like, immediately. Like, they find, like, in the span of 5 minutes, right? Bruce finds out his parents are corrupt. And then he goes
life
to Alfred.
Then
he goes to Falcone. And Falcone's like, yeah, it happened. And then he goes to Alfred. And Alfred goes, no, it didn't happen. And then he's like, okay, and then they move on.
Yeah. So
we have a whole review, so we don't want to rehash that here. But let's quickly run through the other stuff. Did y'all see Avatar 2?
No, I refuse to. The first one sucked.
The new one looks beautiful.
I don't watch 3 hours.
But I've heard
of
that
blue
the
people.
Story's
yeah,
very
so
lacking. Still,
I had never seen the original Avatar until like last week, and my sister made me watch
Not
it. I was
good.
Like, that's actually okay. I had a fun time with it. I enjoyed it. The second
it's
movie,
a beautiful movie.
It's beautiful. The second movie, and I, you know, I harp. We have an entire award in this show harping on bad CGI. You know I love to harp on bad CGI. So I was looking for it the whole time. Because I'm like, they spent like a quadrillion dollars on this movie. If there's like a single shot that looks bad.
They could have solved world hunger with the budget that they spent on this movie.
But I was looking for the scenes the whole time. It's gorgeous. It is photorealistic. It's incredible. The world is insanely detailed. But there's like 10...
They literally only do it to advance special effects by 10 years.
There's like 10 minutes of story. And the movie's like 3 hours and 12 minutes long.
Yeah.
So like by the end, I was like, I feel like I've lived an entire lifetime in this movie theater. Like, I feel like I've actually lost lifespan. Not just like the hours I spent watching this, but like extra.
Listen, I stand by the best thing to come from the Avatar franchise is the theme park. The rides at the theme park were insane. It's some of the most fun that I had at Disney right there. And if you guys ever go, you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, but there's, you know, it's artistically crafted. There's so much going on in this world, and I wanted to love it so bad, but there's just not enough story for the amount of
story.
Is
always so bad.
Yeah.
Like, just hire better writers and then continue with all the beautiful things that you do.
Yeah.
It could be amazing. So, yeah, also, if they do a fire one, I'm...
No, they are. That's the next one.
Avatar, The Way of the Fire.
Oh, yeah, gosh. That's the next movie. Okay, and then Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I never saw it.
I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was great.
It was very disappointing for me.
I don't know. I don't know. I think people are... too hard on this movie. Like I said, I had a fun time. I sat through it and enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It just wasn't, they didn't do anything terrible or great. It just kind of existed.
It's just when you get Sam Raimi to make a Doctor Strange movie, you know, that's like such a perfect match made in heaven.
That's what
you're expecting it to hit better.
I still enjoyed
a
lot of it because it felt
some good stuff.
It felt in the most part very different. Like it felt like a departure from like normal MCU stuff. So it was like there's enough in there that I was like, yeah, this got Sam Raimi fingerprints on it. So
yeah,
but like I said, it wasn't the best movie I've ever seen.
It just could have been so much better.
And speaking of mid Marvel movies, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever.
I haven't seen it. I can't.
I thought it was pretty good.
See,
I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected to.
I did too, but it's like so long and it's so sad and it's like really just grim and angry kind of. And I get that there's a lot of that they couldn't control, especially because they made the choice that we're not going to recast. I'm not going to recast Chadwick, but it's just...
Chadwick.
Shut up. But it didn't hit for me.
I am of the opinion that it falls into the same kind of category as The Batman, as far as that this movie will rise and fall based off of the sequels and how they build off of this. Because if they build off of this in a way where the characters develop and the storylines progress well, then people are going to look back and it's going to be like me with Age of Ultron. Looking back with the hindsight, it's going to be like, that was a very important movie. But if everything after this kind of sucks as far as the stories go, it's going to be like, yeah, that was a terrible movie.
Well, I just think you can tell this one, because the original one, I'm not the biggest fan of the original one, but there was a cultural phenomenon around it. But this one, it just kind of came and went without much real discourse whatsoever.
Well, I mean, Chadwick's death took the breath out of this entire movie. Like that news alone, I think it just completely depleted the cast, the crew.
He really carried that movie. Him and Michael B. Jordan.
Well, I stand by the fact that I would have been there opening night if Chadwick was in the movie. Because the idea of this version of Chadwick that I've come to love, plus this Namor character.
Namor was phenomenal,
great,
by the way.
Yeah. By the way. He was the best part of the movie by far.
Yeah. He was like everything that Black Adam wanted to be.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I do think that at the end of it, Chadwick was the heart of these movies, and it was something that you may not have been able to
see
just
Namor's
looking at it. But like,
yeah,
it's like it's one of those things that like you couldn't see looking at it at the time, but like now that he's gone and now that he's absent, you realize really was.
And there was nobody other than Michael B. Jordan who could carry a movie like that. In the casting.
Yeah, I guess so. Just so we can move on, I don't know how long we've been recording for.
We haven't even gotten past the first
section. We haven't gotten past. We're going to have to speed through these a little bit more. Do you have anything to say about Violent Night?
I have a couple of things to say about Violent Night.
Just make it quick, because we've got so many left.
That movie was so much even better than I expected for it to be. And it was so good, and there was so much potential backstory and character development and things that I want them to create a cinematic universe based around this movie, because I know you haven't seen it yet, Robbie, but it's so good. And the little glimpses that you get into the backstory of this version of Santa Claus, like you find out that he was like some kind of like Viking warrior or something, like a thousand years ago. And he had a hammer he called Skull Crusher, and he just like slaughtered villages and different things. And I'm sitting here the whole time going, how did this guy become Santa Claus? I want that movie to be made.
I'm guessing it's the Santa Claus situation where he killed Santa Claus.
There's just so many little things, and like
he killed him with his Skull Crusher hammer.
I threw a football one time and I hit a flock of birds. I assume he threw his hammer one time, and it just happened to be a battle on Christmas night, and it hit Santa and killed him.
And one of the really interesting things throughout the whole thing is that there's this running joke of every time like something crazy happens that you'd be like, yeah, that's totally a Santa Claus magic thing or whatever, he's just like, people are act all surprised and stuff, and they're like, what just happened or whatever, and he's like, I still don't know how it works, it's just Christmas magic. And so like the whole time it's like, this dude does not,
so
he
even
is,
Santa doesn't understand what Santa Claus,
and he murders a guy,
and he's not fully Santa Claus, but he's also Santa Claus. And I'm like, I gotta know this guy's backstory. So I want them to make more because it's phenomenal.
Do the Easter Bunny next.
I know, right?
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Like, do all the mythical creatures. I would love that so much.
Bring back the Rock as the Tooth Fairy.
Yes.
Okay, so...
A gritty reboot of Rock as the Tooth Fairy. That would be insane.
He's like killing people and taking their teeth.
No, or even better, just the
he
same...
He works for the mob.
The same version of Tooth Fairy, and then just throw him into this violent world. And like, because you gotta put him in the right scenario, right? Because like, there's nothing
that'd be
that
amazing.
There was nothing that caused him to kill in the original Tooth Fairy movie, right? Maybe he's been a psycho killer all along. We don't know, right? It was just a normal day in the life for him. So throw him into like a violent night scenario, man. And like find out that like he's also like a mass murderer, like that.
Yeah. Or just CGI big old fairy wings on Black Adam and just say that's your Tooth Fairy reboot.
Heyo, Mayor Merche. It did look good on you.
What Gunther over here is trying to say is... We have website. Go to bit.ly/swtmerch. On there you can find a Redbubble merch. There is Robithin Robbie Owens merch. There is Sorry We Tried merch. There is hats and shirts.
And more merch.
And more
socks,
merch.
Blankets.
Socks.
Mugs.
Blankets.
There's so much crap on there. Stickers.
There is lots of things to buy to support the show. You can also find a link on our website, sorrywetried.com. Click the link, the merch button.
Wow.
I refuse to not commit to the bit.
bit.ly/swtmerch.
Support this show. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Gunther.
Where'd he go? He's gone. Just as quick as he came in, he's
That's
gone.
That's crazy, man. I saw him for a moment. Those eyebrows. Eyebrows.
Nope. You're done. You're done. You don't get to say anything else.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
All right. This episode is brought to you by Bod by God, a Christian clothing brand that lets you show your faith in style. Go on over to bodbygod.net to view their entire selection of designs, including tees, hats, gym wear, crop tops, and even some business casual polos and long sleeves. Their clothes are so cool, in fact, that celebrities wear them. They've been endorsed by people like God's Not Dead star Kevin Sorbo and Olympic gold medal winner Scott Hamilton. To make things even better, for the past 4 years, Bod by God has been working with Compassion International, supporting kids in need and putting their faith into practice. Head on over to bodbygod.net and enter the code SWTPODCAST at checkout for 20% off your order. One more time, enter code SWTPODCAST for 20% off your order. Okay, speaking of, it's time for worst movie of the year. And I'll go ahead and read the nominees for this. And I cut one of them just now for time. Worst movie of the year, Jurassic World Dominion, Disney Plus's Pinocchio, Morbius, Thor Love and Thunder, and Black Adam. I'll go ahead and say my nominee first. It's Pinocchio. I know y'all didn't watch this, but Pinocchio is so bad. It's like the live action remake of the original animated one, except every scene is stretched to its absolute maximum length. To like the original, like, you know, the part of the movie where it's the old man. He's like, "Oh, I wish my puppet child would come to life." Yeah. That's 20 minutes. It's like Tom Hanks like mumble singing to himself, and I'm just like, when is this going to end? It goes on for so long. It's like a 2-hour movie, and there's so little plot, but they take like this original like 60 minute animated movie and just stretch every scene to the absolute breaking point. And it's just so creatively bankrupt. Dang.
They just did it for the copyright. That's the only reason.
The best part is the ending. I guess spoilers for all this crap. I forgot to say that up top. But instead of Pinocchio,
spoiler for this 60-year-old movie.
Yeah, for
Disney's Pinocchio,
the original one ends with him becoming a real boy. Right?
I'm a real boy now
because he learned how to be a good boy throughout the course of the movie. This movie, he's good the entire time. He never has to learn anything. Because that's what Disney does, character arcs now. They're just flat characters that don't change. So he gets to the end. Geppetto, his weird dad, says...
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. He says, you were a real boy the whole time.
Who plays Geppetto?
Tom Hanks.
He was a real boy the whole time?
Have we recognized that the word pedo is in this man's name?
Yes. Just let me get through this. So he says, "You were always real to me, my son." And then they walk off into like the sunset or whatever. And the Jiminy Cricket comes out and goes, "A lot of people say a bunch of different stuff happened. Some people say he became a real boy. I don't know what happened. Who knows what happened?
Some people say
he was real the whole time." That's how the movie ends.
Some people say he died in a ferry accident in 96. You never know.
The movie ends with a bug looking at the camera and goes, "I don't know what happened. Who knows?"
The movie itself doesn't even know what's going on.
I would argue that was the best choice the movie made. I like that
a lot.
It's just so horrible. Oh, and man. I know you guys.
Pinocchio was killed in gang violence in Chicago.
But just like the fact that he never has to learn anything, in the end, just like, yeah, whatever, I don't know. It's like, are they setting up a sequel to Pinocchio through this? Who knows? But yeah, it was really terrible.
Pinocchio.
All the eyes in Pinocchio are now the Roman numeral 2.
Everyone thinks they're so clever finding ways to put numbers inside of movie names.
Okay, Robbie, do you want to say your nominee next?
It's Morbius, and it's not even close.
Realized we didn't have a winner for best movie of the year because we each had a different one.
That's fine.
Interesting.
Give it to
vote. DM us.
We'll give it to
email us.
We'll give it to something we didn't watch. What's it?
Let's go with.
I watched all of them
Sonic
except 2, for Avatar.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Sonic 2 wins. By default. Yeah. But so continue with your Morbius thing.
It's you know that I'm pretty easy to please. And there are I hate you. There are
coming from the number one fan of Hulk 2002, which is a piece of garbage.
It was 2003.
Shut
thank
up.
You.
I'll bleep
your,
that.
I get your
I'll bleep everything
right.
You just said.
I
have so much power. Now.
I there are very few movies in the world that I dislike. Right, most movies I can come out and say, yeah, I was entertained by that. That was a good movie. Right, there. I'm not a very critical person. Now there are a few. Don't get me wrong. When you mess up my favorite characters, it's war. Right. It's true. It's how it is. It's war. Right. I have never, even through all of that, wanted to get up and leave the theater as quickly as I did watching Morbius. I swear. On all that I care about, all that I will ever care about, all four of my dead grandparents, that I seriously considered standing up and leaving without explanation to any of my friends sitting next to me 20 minutes into the movie.
What movie was it that was still playing by the time
it was Batman. We were gonna go see Batman. Yeah,
literally, Robbie and I looked at each other and went, "We could totally just go into the Batman showing and finish that." I mean, would gladly watch that a second time.
I don't know if it was intrusive thoughts. I don't know if it was really the movie doing this to me. But I was like, I'm gonna walk out. It's gonna happen.
Look, I couldn't tell if it was the voices on screen or in my head.
I will defend Morbius to my dying breath.
Guess what? I'm not gonna give you the chance because I feel how I feel, and we're moving on. Morbius, my vote is Morbius, and that's final. Move on.
Look, I'm not saying it's a good movie.
How many times I've had conversations about this movie? Gosh. I'm so over it.
I'm not saying it's a good movie.
I have to
movie.
Relive it vicariously every 2 months, and I can't do it anymore. This movie came out in January. It's time to let it go.
It came out in April. It came out April 1st.
Like January. That's how long it feels like it's been.
Remember, it came out April 1st because it was Sony's April Fool's joke on the world. Okay, Harrison wants...
Morbius. Hands down, Morbius. All the way.
No, no.
That's it.
No.
That's all
I
gotta say.
We don't have time. We're moving on.
It's the worst.
Okay, quickly, we need to talk about the rest of these. Black Adam. We have to talk about Black Adam. Robbie and I have both seen Black Adam.
Yeah. I mean, it was just... what can I say? It was a Dwayne Johnson movie. It was Dwayne Johnson playing Dwayne Johnson. Everybody else took a back seat.
It was Black Adam playing Dwayne Johnson.
I enjoyed the supporting cast. I thought they were good.
Except for the skateboard kid.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I wish he should have never existed.
Harrison, did you see Black Adam?
No, I hadn't seen
it.
Okay,
so there's like this cool like teenage skateboarder who goes around trying to teach Black Adam cool catchphrases.
Oh my gosh.
And it's bad.
He's really bad.
He's like the worst part of the movie.
The end of the movie, he like skateboards into the center of town. He's like, people of this Middle Eastern city, we should rise up and fight these skeletons.
Well, and it wasn't even necessarily that, even though that is also like an overused trope, but it was the way that he delivered the line. No energy whatsoever. I mean, seriously, you could have found somebody on the street that probably would have done a better
job.
Maybe
that's how they found it.
Right? And Melina, dude, my girlfriend, who I love dearly, she loves this movie, right? Okay? She does.
Really?
Your girlfriend loves Black Adam?
Really?
She loves Venom and Black Adam for some reason. I've got zero reason to explain to her. I don't know why.
Did she watch Morbius?
No, and she never will.
Because that would be her favorite movie
of
all time.
She probably love it, yeah.
Listen, hey, also, really quickly, I do want to mention one thing about Morbius. I was on an 8-hour flight to Hawaii, and Morbius was free on the plane, and I watched a lady in front of me start it. I turn around, 5 minutes later she's asleep. 5 minutes later the movie is
Look,
off.
She doesn't appreciate cinema. She's a plebeian. What can I say?
Anyway, the kid ruined it for her too when he stood up and was like, rise up or whatever.
They fight skeletons for 3 minutes. It has no impact on the plot whatsoever.
Melina went, okay, that took me out of it. And I was like, yeah, me too.
But it's the most, Black Adam is the most perfect 5 out of 10 movie I've ever seen. It's not bad. But it's not good either. It's so perfectly in the middle.
It is the most movie of all time I've ever seen.
I'm not even exaggerating.
The
like
perfect
I,
5 out of 10.
I walked out feeling absolutely nothing. Like it was apathy. I'm serious. If you watch it, you'll be like, yeah, it's a 5. I think that's
almost worse. I would rather walk away like disgusted by a movie than walk out and feel like I didn't even watch a movie. Like it didn't even happen.
Like it is so rare for me to walk out of a movie and be like, that was literally right down the middle.
This changes nothing about my life. The chemical imbalance in my brain. Frozen in place for the time being.
So yeah, Black Adam was not good. I just feel like we harped on Morbius so much because it was such a piece of trash that we almost gave Black Adam a pass. But we shouldn't. Also, we shouldn't give Thor Love and Thunder a pass because that was horrendous.
I thought it was so fun.
I still haven't finished it.
I honestly thought it was so fun.
I hate it.
It's Korg's version of
the story. That doesn't make it better!
It does because it's all Korg's story. It starts and ends with him around a campfire telling a legend about Thor, the god of thunder.
Yes, but the movie still sucks. The jokes in it are still awful. Just saying, oh yeah, this character who's not funny anymore was telling the story.
I still think he's funny.
Maybe Korg just sucks at storytelling. Maybe
he does.
Korg is
that's
hack.
What makes
yeah,
it so good. He's not good at storytelling, and he over-exaggerates everything.
Are you telling me that it's self-aware?
He's like,
I'm going to make an awful movie, but I'm going to cover myself.
By your logic, right? I could write a movie tomorrow and submit it to Hollywood, and if my narrator is the derpiest character of all time, I could make the worst movie ever, and it would pass off as the greatest piece of cinema of all time.
I'm saying I still like Korg as a character. I think he's funny and entertaining.
Korg. Yeah.
And so of the story of whatever the crap actually happened, I think that's hysterical to see it from
Korg's perspective. But it's not funny.
Honest to God, here's what I'll say. I don't think that Taika is self-aware enough that he did that on purpose. I think that he just made a bad movie in a lot of people's eyes.
Whether he tried to do it or not, though, that's exactly what happened.
But you can't excuse him.
I'm not excusing anything. I thought it was very entertaining.
Listen, here's what I'll say.
It was one of the most creative things that the MCU has done in a long time.
I can't speak on it because I haven't seen it, but I will say I'm not a fan of the creative direction they've taken Thor post Endgame. 100%. Actually, you know what? Even Endgame in general, because I think,
you know, Ragnarok was all about, I don't need my hammer, and then he just goes, I need a hammer.
I think that everything they did, like, they capped him off in Infinity War, and they thought, we literally cannot do anything better with this guy. Let's make him really fat. And so then Endgame, and what was supposed to be the serious movie of the MCU, they turned him into a fat joke?
Yeah.
Borderline pregnant human male, so
like the Joker.
Well, I guess he's
like
not
famous
human,
DC Comics character, the Joker, that happened a couple weeks ago.
But yeah, no. So I'm not really a huge fan of, which I know Endgame wasn't Taika's fault, but the Ragnarok being the lighthearted, happy-go-lucky movie it was, and the grave reviews it got is what pushed them in the direction to take Thor this way. So
yeah. And we don't have any more time to talk about. We have to get to this. I won't even talk about Jurassic World. It sucked. Kaysen and I saw it for free at the campus movie theater, and
it was
just,
still not worth
it. It was just really
the
terrible.
Time.
They should be ashamed of these stupid Jurassic World movies, man. I'm glad. I hope this really is the last one.
So Morbius wins worst movie of the year. 2 out of 3.
I can't do anything to stop it. When I start my own podcast,
we did it.
My own Morbius podcast where I go through the movie frame by frame, then I'll really get through it.
Guys, after watching this movie 37 times.
I have it on Blu-ray. I can watch it as many times as I want. Okay, best TV streaming thing. Robbie, do you want to read the nominees for that real fast?
Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, Andor, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special, Peacemaker. That's it. That's the whole list.
And My Hero Academia
Season
6. Nope,
that's
six.
The whole list.
I was going... Harrison, do you want to say your nominee first?
Why is She-Hulk not on here?
Shut up. I was going to do a worst TV series, but I didn't have enough time. She-Hulk would have won.
She-Hulk would not have won.
No.
There are way worse things than She-Hulk.
Absolutely.
Probably Rings of Power would have won if I'd finished that, but I only got one
episode. Actually, the ending is what made me excited about the show.
The ending is what a lot of people said ruined the show.
Anyway,
no,
wait,
I thought
we don't have time for it. Yeah.
We do have time for it. We always have time.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Shut up. I'll bleep everything you're saying. It
Go
doesn't
for
matter.
It. I don't
you look
care.
At what you've done. He's drunk with power now.
He always
I
has
can,
been.
Reality can be whatever I want.
I really love the newest season of Yellowstone. I just got into it this past year, and it's phenomenal. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen before, hands down. But I really loved Moon Knight so much, and although it wasn't perfect. Okay, no, we're going with best. Moon Knight was one of my favorite shows to watch. The newest season of Yellowstone was so good, just from a written, produced perspective. I'm going to go with Yellowstone.
Okay. See, this is hard for me, because I just finished Andor a couple days ago after all the buzz.
I haven't finished it yet.
It's worth the hype.
Is it?
It is incredible.
Okay.
And I don't want every Star Wars thing to be like that, because it's so...
It's cool to have a unique something, though.
It's very grim, and, you know, it's like this guy going around killing people, like, oh my god, what am I doing? But it's a good thing. It's very good. I'm glad that, especially with some of the other Star Wars content that came out this year, that we actually have something watchable, to say the least. But
yeah, what would you be referring to that was not watchable?
Book of Boba Fett, probably. I would say My Hero, but it's not done yet. That this new season is
it's really good.
Yeah,
it's really good. The you were right about the twist. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah,
but
which
it all makes
in
sense.
Hindsight, at all it's also obvious when you think about it.
It is.
But it's still not done yet. Yeah. So I can't say that. But I'll probably just say Andor for the sake of time.
Nice.
But Miss Marvel was also really good. I was shocked by that. is probably my favorite Marvel Disney Plus series, and I didn't really expect that at all. But wow.
Moon Knight was mine.
Well, it's just instead of like meandering around for four episodes and there's like two episodes worth of plot, mm-hmm. like each episode does something in the overall story, and it's fun. It wasn't offensive at all. It's just like, okay, you know, we got one. It's okay.
Nice.
Robbie, what about you?
My vote's not on this list. The Boys season 3 is my favorite thing to come out of this year. Yeah. And like I said, I've talked your heads off about The Boys, but it's seriously the greatest.
When are we gonna get the girls?
Get around to
one of the greatest pieces of television I've ever seen in my life.
Also,
and like,
one of the most disturbing.
Season 3, episode 8 specifically is like the, or no. Episode 6? Right. It's simultaneously the best and most horrific episode of the show. But it is where
stiff competition.
It is where the most payoff comes from the first three seasons forward. And I remember calling my buddy after the fact, calling Seth, and like it was like 2 a.m. and we got done watching it. And we were like, that's the greatest episode of the show we've seen so far. So yeah, they did a lot of good stuff this year. So that's my vote. I did really like Peacemaker. Peacemaker ended up being really good. All things considered, we'll have to catch up and watch it. Yeah. And then I went back and watched Moon Night with Melina a few months ago.
It's so good.
And episodes 4, okay, so look, I after I finished Moon Night, it was really good, but like I left it at that. Going back through episodes 4, 5, and 6 uh-huh. specifically of Moon Knight uh-huh. are like really, 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 really good.
They're
I mean,
wonderful.
Like when they kick off the whole, like the first half of the season, it kind of drags. Like the first few episodes, it's like mysterious. It's like, what's going on with this guy? Episode 3, by far the worst episode of the entire series. Yeah. It just kind of feels like filler. You could probably delete it, not watch episode 3 at all, move straight to episode 4. But episode 4 forward, it is seriously like I underestimated how great it was the first time around. I just wanted to give that a little bit of praise first. The last three episodes of Moon Knight were, I think, some of the best TV Marvel's done, some of the deepest TV Marvel's done. But yeah, anyway,
it's
I still
the best pick, Marvel show
I still picked
that
the
I've
boys,
seen.
So
the definitively.
Well, we have another split vote, so.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Congratulations! I liked it. Everybody else hated it. I liked it. So
I didn't finish
it. Biggest disappointment. Robbie, do you want to read these off?
Ooh. The Obi-Wan series, The Book of Boba Fett, was a war crime and everyone involved should be sent to jail.
Dang.
I didn't say that. Spencer did.
Those are my exact words.
The Braves losing the division to the Phillies after an incredible comeback. And Henry Cavill is gone as Superman. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start this off.
Go ahead.
Because I had way more emotional response to this than I expected to. For me, it's Henry Cavill being gone as Superman. I was driving to work.
Did you have to stop and pull over to cry?
I was driving to work. I was on the phone with my girlfriend, Jesse, catching up, you know, whatever, on my
way to
work.
You're not a name dropper. I know she's verified on Instagram and everything, but it's not like...
I wasn't name dropping, but now, anyways.
You should, this episode, every time we name drop somebody, bleep it out. Every single time.
That's too much work. I'd never do it, but.
But I was on the phone with her.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off again. You were willing to put 3 minutes of sound effects over me speaking, but not 5 seconds to blur out names? Okay, anyway.
I am who I am.
I was in the car.
What can I say?
On the phone with her, and I was at a traffic light. So I did the thing. It's technically not illegal, but I pulled out my phone. I was scrolling while I was on the phone at the stoplight, and I saw Henry Cavill in the post that he had, and I read that, and I sat there in my car, and I went, it just dead silence on the phone, and I said, dang, that really sucks. And then Jess was like, what's wrong? And I said, I know this is going to sound really stupid, but I'm like legitimately upset right now. And she was like, what happened? Like, what's going on? And I said, Henry Cavill is no longer Superman. I was like, and I did not expect this to affect me the way that it did. But I was broken. I was so upset.
Well, like, the thing that made it worse is that he only announced his return, like, what, 2 weeks before?
I know.
Like, because after Black Adam came out, they're like, I'm back as Superman, guys. And then James Gunn comes and goes, I'm actually not. I'm gone. I've been fired.
Yeah. That had...
It's like, it was so close. We just now were like, oh, my God, he's back.
I had so much emotional response to that I did not expect to have. I didn't realize I was so emotionally tied to his depiction of Superman, but I was, it broke me. I was upset.
It's the one we've grown up with.
Yeah.
Since 2013.
Yeah.
Is that your vote too?
See, look, that is disappointing, but I've spent since Justice League 2017 came out mourning the loss of Henry Cavill as Superman. So the fact that we had him back for a month and he was taken away, it's like, I'm already sort of callous to this emotionally, just because, you know, we've thought it was coming for so long. The Braves losing the division was really sad because
that was so disappointing.
Incredible comeback against the Mets where we humiliated them in front of the entire world, and then we lost to the Phillies. Which, you know what happens? That's baseball, but it was really rough. I don't know.
I would like to say we'll get him next year, but I really don't think we will.
I don't know if we will. We let Dansby go.
We're a dynasty, baby. We're fine.
The Braves are anything but a dynasty.
No, we're going to be a dynasty.
Going to be, but I not hope so. Currently.
I hope so. See, the Obi-Wan series, I always had that sneaking suspicion that it was going to end up being terrible. Like, I had that fear.
I was very hopeful.
I had that fear that it was going to end up being bad.
And it was okay.
It was. It met my expectations. But the Book of Boba Fett was such a horrendous piece of filth that
for me, though, that wasn't much of a disappointment because I didn't have a high expectation.
But just the fact that so many people put hours and hours of their life into this and not once did somebody say, hey, this is awful. What are we doing? I guess maybe they did have that because it stops 4 episodes in and becomes episodes of The Mandalorian.
Yeah. So, they were like, this isn't landing right.
Let's just bring Mando in. Let's make some episodes of The Mandalorian.
Those were the only real good episodes.
It's just, it's so bad. And that, you know, Henry Cavill. I'll say Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Just so we actually have a winner for this one.
It's 100% Henry Cavill for me.
R.I.P. Superman.
I think, yes, I grew callous to it after they pretty much ousted him in 2017 forward, right? I mean, it was pretty clear that it wasn't in Walter Hamada's plan to have Henry Cavill Superman around.
But then they brought him back.
But the fact that he came back, they gave him the suit to put back on. They even had the audacity to give him the spit curl. They put
and say we're making Man of Steel 2. They said that.
In a scene, he came out with his pure smile, this like gentle soul who clearly just wants to play this character, loves this character more than anybody on this planet. I mean, like, one of the greatest castings of all time, in my opinion. Make him come out and say he's back just for 2 months later to find out that he's been fired. It was devastating, and it was like I like, it's so funny you had that experience with your girlfriend, because I was over at my girlfriend's house that night, later that night, and she was like, are you okay? And I was like,
no,
I don't know. I was
not.
Like, I'm still kind of processing this. I was like, I just read something, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, technically, I grew up with Brandon Routh's Superman first, right? And I loved that movie as a kid, right? Because as a kid, I would just replay the same Superman scene over and over again. And Brandon, in general, I think Brandon's a great Superman casting.
I think
he has
seen that movie's just not good.
But nobody has ever made me love Superman the way I love Superman after watching Man of Steel in 2013. And after that movie, after they announced they were doing a whole Justice League slate going forward, I was like, this is our Superman for the next 15 years.
Right.
And then, like, he got two more movies
and you know, my brain being as imaginative as I feel like it gets sometimes, taking things further than you know, like jumping ahead of the gun, I'm thinking he's going to be in 3 Superman movies on his own. He's going to be in 3 Justice League movies. We're going to see this Superman grow old. You know, he's going to have a kid. It's going to be great. And, like, little did I know that realistically, we still only got one solo movie. I know some people argue that BVS is like the direct follow-up.
It's not.
It's not. And
it's
so
a weird spinoff.
It's like,
it's a really bad sequel to Man of Steel, in my opinion. Not like the movie itself, but it's like, it's not it's not a good follow-up to Man of Steel to me.
I think that I definitely would have rather had Man of Steel 2 and a solo Batman movie before we had something like this happen.
It would have at least been a little bit more
meaningful. But regardless, I mean, Henry Cavill will always be the perfect Superman to me. I legitimately do not think that anybody could ever top that. No. I don't care who takes over.
Never again.
And not that I'll, like, it's, I said, not that, a lot of convincing. Not that I will, like, oust whoever takes over. I genuinely hope they get somebody young and somebody that knows and loves the part the way that Henry does. And I hope that they can finally bring the version of Superman to the screen that they want to. But it will always... It will always suck to know that the perfect Superman casting never got to play the perfect Superman like he always wanted to, bless his heart. Yeah. So that was definitely the biggest disappointment for me by far.
Yeah. Just for the sake of time, should we skip dumbest sports team and just say that it's
please,
the Titans?
Please, I'm done with that. Titans suck. Okay, let's move on.
Titans / Vols.
/ any Tennessee team because all Tennessee teams are poverty.
It sucks.
Okay. We'll blaze through this one pretty quickly, I feel. Goofiest athlete / coach. Russell Wilson. Zach Wilson. LeBron James. Antonio Brown. Frank Reich. Urban Meyer. Will Smith, the guy who was on the Braves, not the other Will Smith. Tommy Pham. And Top Dalla.
I'm taking point.
Go ahead.
I'm speaking first. So, this list contains one of the biggest crybabies in the world. A man that slept with his mother's best friend and threw more interceptions this year than he has touchdowns in his 2 years. A man CTE stricken, arrested multiple times, making vague threats to Tom Brady.
That's Antonio Brown,
and
by the
posting
way.
Pictures of his wife naked.
Wait, Tom Brady's wife naked?
What?
Yes. This contains,
Antonio Brown has a weird fixation with Tom Brady's
this
wife.
Contains That's the weird. Singular coach I think I hate more than any coach in NFL history Frank because Ryan. He drove my team into the ground. This list includes a man, a married man, who coached an NFL team.
Urban Meyer.
Drove them into the ground and then groped a woman in a bar. This contains one of, if not the worst baseball player of all time that I've ever seen in the entirety of my life.
Will Smith.
Who throws one of two pitches. Gives up more points in the ninth than most relievers give up in 2-3 innings at a time. And the answer will still always be
yes.
Top
yes.
Dalla
yes.
every single time.
Yes.
And I will go to my I will go to my grave.
I love
with
it.
That is my answer.
Can you explain who Top Dalla is just really quickly?
Top Dalla is a professional wrestler, quotes in the professional, who's
professional in the sense he gets paid to do this.
Who searches his own name in the Twitter search bar in his off time. A grotesquely overweight man. Who this is not a you're fat joke. Who's so fat that when he tries to jump over the top rope, his gut hits the top. And he flips over and almost breaks his neck and injures everybody involved. Okay? All right. This man is so bald. That his the stage lights make it look like a disco ball when he comes out. Okay? This man blocked me on Twitter. For liking a tweet that made fun of his botch jumping over the top rope. Okay? He's the single most sensitive, single most unathletic, single most untalented man to ever touch the sports entertainment business. I want him gone. I want him publicly fired. I want him publicly shamed. I want them to rip his stupid attire off of him in the middle of the ring and fire him and publicly shame any future children that he has. I want Tom Brady's wife to put a curse on him. I'm over him. He's corny. He's terrible at his job. He should not be on television. He should be wrestling in bingo halls. I'm over it. End of discussion. Let's move on to the next section.
I mean, after that, how could you really say anyone except for
the
Top
Uncanny
Dollar.
Valley Achievement Award in bad VFX? Milo from Morbius. Scar from She-Hulk. Pinocchio. The floating ghost head from Thor Love and Thunder. And
That's it.
I thought there was something else on this list.
So this in the past has been called Worst CGI Face. It's my favorite award that we do. But I thought we could broaden it out a little bit, so we're not just focusing on the face here, we're focusing about all of it.
Okay. Are we going specifically for the one that meets the Uncanny Valley criteria
that's just
the
like,
most?
That's just like
okay.
the
That's just the name of it. Okay.
Yeah, the Uncanny Valley Achievement Award in bad VFX.
Okay.
So Milo, of course, the villain from Morbius, or he could do just like the normal villain face. Or the normal Morbius face. But the villain from Morbius has a really bad CGI face that just kind of unnerves me. A Scar from She-Hulk has a yee-yee haircut that somebody should be in jail for. Pinocchio, it's in motion. Like you said, in still image, it doesn't look that bad. But in motion, it's really disturbing to watch.
Does he blink?
He does blink.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And his
terrifying.
Eyes are painted on, but they function like normal
eyes.
Oh,
that's
eyes.
Terrifying.
It's really disturbing.
That is terrifying.
And this is the Disney Plus one.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's just really weird. And then the floating ghost head from Thor Love and Thunder speaks for itself. It really does. I mean, that was ripped to shreds online. You've probably seen the picture.
What's your decision, Spencer?
See, I want to go Scar just for that yee-yee haircut, but...
But the haircut doesn't...
The rest
doesn't,
of the CGI
it doesn't make
is
it bad
fine,
CGI.
I guess.
It's not even like it's bad. It's just a bad style choice. It has nothing to do with CGI.
If you
want to
go with bad CGI, you could probably say a lot of the She-Hulk shots in that show are pretty dodgy.
I do think that... I want to start by saying Hulk looks incredible in that show.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the best Hulk has ever looked is in She-Hulk. Most realistic he's ever looked. I mean, seriously, there's sometimes I looked at it and I went, that's just Mark Ruffalo.
Right.
Like, they did such a good job, which they've had years to perfect his design, don't get me wrong. But to jump from that to like the very polished, very shiny She-Hulk face, it was very
the
jarring.
The hair is like so stiff, it doesn't
move.
It
was very jarring.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, replace Scar with She-Hulk. I just want to roast Scar's haircut. But
yeah, I'm done with that.
She-Hulk, I mean, if She-Hulk
I do think it'll get better. It'll get better over time.
It will, but like just...
It doesn't
for the whole
look
show to be, and you
human
know they
enough.
They didn't feel confident in it because they just like halfway through the show she just like stops being She-Hulk a lot.
Well, like I will say, I think a lot of I've talked about this before. My theory is a lot of the issue with She-Hulk's CGI is that women in general have like a more polished, not very like wrinkly face.
Well, you can't have like the stubble and all the wrinkles.
Yeah, exactly.
And, stuff like that
and so she's just baby
realistic.
Smooth, and it just looks like one color of green. It's like with Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, like you've got like all of the lines on his face, you know, you've got some of the like the texture
one,
points
because
and
of
like
the way
facial
that
hair.
Women are and Disney is they wouldn't go with any design that actually accentuated any flaws in her face whatsoever. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just very polished, and so it's like
it just looks like she has tons of makeup on or something.
Well, if they fixed the hair, so if they just gave her like
if the hair was more natural, that would help.
If
a lot.
They gave her like what's her name's actual hair.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of whatever this is, it just doesn't.
Tatiana, her name is Tatiana.
Yeah, it's a big disconnect. I don't know. Just it doesn't really work, and they'll have more time to fix it.
It'll get better.
Hulk only looks as incredible because they probably just had the model laying around.
I mean, to be completely fair though, like they debuted Ruffalo's Hulk in 2012, and he looks incredible in that movie too. In that first Avengers movie, which they spent most of their CGI budget on the Hulk design. But yeah, I have confidence that She-Hulk will look better, especially in bigger budget movies and stuff.
Yeah,
I
sure hope so.
But you know what? My nominee is the floating ghost head from
Mine
Love
is
and too. Thunder.
Absolutely, without a doubt. That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I was going for Milo, but okay.
I think Milo's even passable. I don't think Pinocchio looks bad. I think Milo and Scar are both passable. I cannot look at this floating head without thinking this is like a school project.
Yeah, it just looks like some kind
of
dream.
Well, and they apparently
something.
Went back and fixed it a little bit for the Disney Plus release. which cowards move. I hate that they do that now where they fix errors, because errors are really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, this it's inexcusable. It only happens this way because Marvel is killing all the VFX artists by overworking them to death. But yeah, congratulations, Floating Ghost Head from Thor Love and Thunder.
Wow, that was our first unanimous answer.
Well, it wasn't unanimous. Harrison said no.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because in Harrison's mind, it's Korg telling us about the bad CGI, so that means it's good CGI.
That's not at all what I said.
Okay, all right, most cringy celebrity.
Yeah, most cringy celebrity. Harrison, do you want... Actually, I can read these, I guess.
Easy answer.
Most cringy celebrity. This is a new award for this year.
Easy answer. There's only one answer.
Russell Wilson, double appearance. Dwayne Johnson. Will Smith, the actor, not the Braves. Jaden Smith. Amber Heard. And James Corden.
Can I spearhead this one too?
Sure.
Okay, first of all, I hate James Corden. I do. All right, he's annoying. Nobody wants him. Okay, all right. Like I said, we're fighting for custody rights with the UK over it. And they by that, I mean,
yeah.
No, by that, I mean they're fighting to keep him in the US and we're fighting to ship him back. Yeah. So, but he, I don't think he, like, I don't think he's the winner here.
He's not the most cringy.
Amber Heard, I don't really see her as...
You mean Amber Turd?
...as cringy outside of, like, the clips from court where she was, like, fake crying, and that was very hard to watch.
My dog
but also,
stepped on a bee?
Not an answer. Will Smith, I don't know if there's anything cringy about what he did. It was just wrong from beginning to end. He slapped somebody on live television. Should have never done it. I think it was stupid. Jaden Smith, his son... That one is okay. Well, okay, so let me go with Russell Wilson first, right? Because I love Russ, and I think that his cringiness is part of who he is. It's just kind of how he's always been. I know a lot of people try to say it's like a fake persona. I genuinely don't believe that. I think he's just a very cringy person, and people.
And I respect that, yeah. But also still watching it, I can't help but laugh at it.
But I'm not going to pick Russ either. Jaden Smith said something.
We also forgot a nominee for this one.
Who?
Vince McMahon.
See, that's more of a 2023 thing.
Yeah,
in my book.
And fair so, enough. Okay,
we
so,
wait too long to do these. Yeah. We need to do these like in December.
Jaden Smith said something on a podcast this year that put him on this list. It was one single thing that put him on this list, and he was talking about how he doesn't hang out with kids his age, and he said. kids his age play. I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of kids his age do. Things that kids his age would do.
Like
and
play
his
Xbox
response
and
to that is,
stuff like that.
Are you serious? Can we talk about the political and economic state of the world right now? That part of the that part of the quote is legit. I remember that
gosh.
Part from it's ingrained in my brain. That was such a cringy thing to say. I had a very hard time with it. But even he isn't getting babies passed to him in mass settings. Even he is not listening to his own theme song over and over again in his gym and trying to make characters that are C tier, A tier.
C tier is high for Black Adam. I'd say D plus.
My vote is Dwayne Johnson this year.
Yeah, there's no other
100%.
Candidate. Dwayne Johnson's cringiness surrounding Black Adam, and that actually appears in the next award. Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Because there's more layers to
that's
this.
Why I didn't mention that specific thing.
But... We did an entire episode just crying, laughing about the whole thing.
Yeah, we did.
And it ended up bombing so hard, which makes it even funnier. The fact that no one liked it, no one bought it, no one cared, it makes all the performance that The Rock did leading up to it so much funnier to me. Because it's it went
incredible.
Nowhere. There was no payoff to it. There's no other... It's The Rock. The Rock wins this one, hands down. And then our final award for the night. I don't know how long we've been recording. It doesn't matter.
I still think there's only one answer to this next one, too. I have very strong feelings about these last two.
Yeah. So, most shockingly random nonsense. See, there's a lot of news stories that pop up, and you're just like, what? Like, what? And that's the feeling we want to capture with this award. Okay. Harrison, you want to read the nominees for this one?
Yeah. We got Kanye turns into a Nazi.
Took me by surprise.
We got... James Gunn firing the entire DC cast, or maybe not.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Ezra Miller's safe, apparently.
We got Batgirl being canceled 90% through production. We got Ezra Miller's Rampage.
So it speaks for itself.
And we've got the Rock falsifying...
falsifying?
Falsifying the Black Adam financial numbers.
Okay.
AKA just...
rambling on about how great the movie did, even though it didn't.
It was deeper than that, actually. I don't know if you heard about
was
that.
Was it? Yeah, I heard about that.
So what's your nominee, first of all? Because you said you had something clear.
100% Ezra Miller. That is the most, like, shocking, nonsensical thing that happened last year. All of the other stuff, like Kanye turning Nazi, like, I wouldn't have expected that after, like, his whole Christian turn there for a minute. But at the same time, it's Kanye, and I've come to expect everything and nothing.
Which, do you remember there was a tweet that you sent in the group chat, Robbie, where it was like somebody from like 2019 saying you guys better get off this Kanye train before it goes to Hitler was right. And I was like, that guy is a prophet. Yeah, How did he figure that out?
100%.
So, yeah, I'm going to ask him what the lottery numbers are next week.
The Batgirl thing was surprising, not shocking.
James Gunn, I thought that was pretty shocking.
Same thing. The Rock, that did not shock me at all. Whatsoever.
Yeah, that wasn't very shocking.
But I loved it. It was hysterical and very cringy.
Which I'll quickly explain that.
Now, I will say, though, Ezra Miller and all that crap that he... Yeah, all of that was shocking to me. I did not see any of that coming.
So, The Rock... I think that The Rock falsifying all this is my nominee just because it really did come out of nowhere. So The Rock on Twitter put this tweet out, right, saying that Black Adam was not a bomb, that all these reports saying it was are false, that it actually made like $100 million or something like that. And he compared it to the first Captain America movie's box office. And everyone was like, well, like every other publication was saying that this movie flopped because it cost so much money to make, all this stuff. And we're like, where did he get this information from? But it comes out, he cited an article in the tweet. And it turns out that the article was one. So what he did was he had his team leak false financial information about the success of Black Adam.
I love it so much.
To this website. Website reports on that. Dwayne Johnson cites the false information that he provided to this website as proof that Black Adam was not a bomb and he's not a failure.
So good.
There was no need for it. It's just that his ego went so out of control. That like, what do I have? What can I do? Okay, I'm going to commit fraud. That was his first idea.
I love it.
The Ezra Miller thing, I guess that would have to win, wouldn't it? Robbie, what's your nominee?
Yeah, it's Ezra Miller. It's Ezra Miller because even with Kanye saying something as shocking as what he said, like, I wouldn't even classify that as random just because, kind of like what Harrison said, Kanye's been kind of all over the place for a while now. Like, it didn't take me by surprise that he said something like that. Also, it wasn't random because they were already talking. Like, it didn't just come out of nowhere, I feel like.
It
kind of felt like we were building to something big with him anyway. It was like, oh God, what's he going to say, right? And like, oh, that's what he's going to say. Everything else, the Batgirl being canceled was shocking just because that's a pretty unprecedented thing to cancel something that far into production.
Just to cancel something so, like, intentionally agenda leaning, you know?
Well, it was just because it was almost done.
Yeah, it was literally almost done.
Like, it's fair. Like, it's
that tells you how bad it was.
but nothing will ever strike me to the level that Ezra Miller did when he threw a chair at a woman, held a old couple at gunpoint. I don't remember.
He just threatened them and stole
their stuff, right? Crazy. And groomed a minor,
kidnapped a minor,
choked the woman, was allegedly on the run from the police for all this time.
While shooting new scenes for The Flash, he was on the run from the police.
And the fact
that's
that
not,
he...
That's not fake. I'm not making that up. That
he was practicing running for the movie.
The fact that it just kept disappearing from news cycles and that it was like... It kind of just came come back. And went. And like that nobody was punishing this guy.
I just can't believe that nobody was able to stop him. Maybe he's the Flash in real life.
He committed assault. He threw a chair at a woman, and like I'm pretty sure he busted her open.
It was multiple women, I think.
Well, I know he also got into another altercation because he didn't like the guy was singing karaoke in the bar that he was sitting in. But that was a separate instance, shockingly enough, a separate instance from being kicked out of a birthday, which there's no telling what on God's green earth he did to get kicked out of his birthday party, but he got kicked out and got mad and threw a chair at somebody. So yeah, it's Ezra Miller without a doubt. There's no in between here.
Yeah. And guess what? He faced no consequences. Apparently he's on probation for a year and has to pay a $500 fine.
And he'll probably make The Flash too, according to a lot of news outlets. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, because his PR agency put out like an apology from him. He didn't write that apology. We all know he didn't write that apology. And now all the rumors are saying that they're going to keep him as the Flash in the new DC universe. So Henry Cavill, gone. Ezra Miller?
Makes no sense.
All Henry Cavill did was build his own PC, right? And he just wants to play Superman. That's all he wants to do. Ezra Miller tried to kill somebody, and he's probably going to get a 3-picture deal after this. That's why I really hope the Flash bombs. I hope that this is their key to reboot everything.
One
so
can
I'm actively rooting on the Flash's downfall. I do not care who's involved. I don't care. It's like, well, what about the hard work of everybody involved? Ezra Miller's a criminal, and he deserves to suffer. And Warner Brothers isn't going to listen another way. So I'm sorry, but maybe
Warner Brothers also deserves to suffer.
They do.
I mean, they are. They're going bankrupt. Like, the
exactly.
company's dying.
Can't I think wait. That was such a weird time to be like, yeah, we're firing everybody. But yeah. Anyway, like I said,
somebody please acquire DC and make it good.
Disney?
Goodness.
No, you know, this.
I'd rather not.
Hey, yeah, honestly. I don't want to do that.
As long as I'm.
Don't do it. Please, Disney, please don't buy it.
If you're going to do it, you better do a really freaking good job
for
of it.
As long as I'm a fan of DC, something bad will always happen because it seems yeah. like whatever company or whatever franchise I'm a fan of is run into the ground by
and the problem
white
is you're dragging me along
egomaniacs.
With you.
And so, yeah, I just.
Gosh. But that's a discussion for 2023.
Once, we'll
never trust companies that start with the letter W.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's a good rule of thumb.
Or people.
AEW
yeah.
didn't start with a W.
No, it ended with a W, though. So I guess it counts.
Yeah. Go ahead. We forgot to do an ad break. I can just throw one in. And be
throw
back.
It in
yeah.
the
recorded.
End.
Yeah.
Or we could just be, yeah, we got to end this one. We've
yeah.
been going for a while.
Yeah. Go ahead and shoot us an email at thepodcastmen@gmail.com. What did you think should have won these awards? Are you the lone fan of Pinocchio on Disney Plus? Do you think Morbius is as good as I do?
If you are, quit watching and quit listening to this podcast.
Well, quit watching. You shouldn't be watching anything.
Get out of the window. We see you there.
They're in the walls. What was your favorite movie this year? All those questions that we asked. Anything else we have to plug? Oh, Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at SWD Podcast. Twitter at Sorry We Tried. Facebook, Sorry We Tried. What's the website, Harrison?
SorryWeTried.com.
Plot twist. Nobody expected that one. What else? The merch is bit.ly/SWT merch.
It's also on the website.
That's
everything
also on the website.
Is on the website.
We
now.
Have a couple brand new designs. I did like a classic like sports team logo.
Very
I
cool
did
stuff.
A new Robothan design. I mixed that one up a little bit. Go ahead and check out our merch page. Get some stuff. My name is Spencer Gilliland.
I'm Harrison Brock.
I'm Robbie Owens.
Thank you guys for a great 2022, even though we only put out 0.92 episodes a month last year.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. We got some stuff cooking in the new year. Stick with us a little bit. Shout out to you.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Shout out to all 44 of our Dream and fans. We love you.
Nine.
That means no. You said we
I
don't
know.
Love them?
That's the only German I know. I tried so hard, and that's all I could come up with.
Yeah,
dang.
Yeah, thanks again. Oh my god. Dear
that's
god.
That's the only other direction my brain could go.
Okay,
yeah,
we're
going in there. The episode. In
oh,
the episode.
My name is Spencer Gilliland.
I'm Harrison Brock.
I'm Robbie Owens times two.
Wait, did we already say that?
Yes.
I'm off. I'm discombobulated right now.
It's okay. It's fine. What's your name? What's your name?
Spencer Gilliland.
Where's the file?
What's your name?
Harrison Brock.
I'm Robbie Owens times three. Okay, right, let's hang it up now.
With each time we repeat our names, we grow stronger.
Your name is?
Slim Paul. Shady. Okay, really. Let's
Paul
go. Gullard, let's go. Come
cop.
On. Come on.
Close the episode.
Press the button.
Which one?
The stop recording
that's
button.
That's a you oh, okay. answer.
Yeah.
Okay. I hit the red button. Then. Or, I mean, the green one. That turns it off.
These weren't just innocent bystanders. These were enemies who felt the wrath of God's backhand. When tough love must get even tougher, God's backhand. When evil plays rough, God can play rougher.